Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 14, Letter Number 40,982. Baruch Hashem, the 28th day of Kislev, Toshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated Thursday of the portion of Miketz. And he says, because of the time change, maybe he's going to let go the idea about purchasing a house. There's a time change, and he therefore maybe shouldn't buy a house. And the Rebbe says, in my view, the time change is not something that affects you, that is important to you. Even if you say that there is a change in time. In my opinion, the Rebbe says, the time change is because we're coming closer to the coming of our righteous Mashiach. And b'meila, therefore, we need to occupy more in matters of Torah and Mitzvah in general, and spreading Torah and Chassidus, its directives, and customs especially. And all rest of the matters should go on like in the previous years. And you know, I think there was a turmoil at that time with the Mifza Sinai in Israel, with the I'm not sure exactly with the previous, you had a letter about Yaakov Gansberg who lived in Milano, but here it doesn't say, so I'm not sure where he's buying, but the Rebbe is basically saying to him, we have to continue as we did in the past years, and Shemir Yisrael, the guardian of Israel, doesn't slumber, doesn't sleep, and he supervises with specific supervision amongst all Jewish people, and he's going to guard you wherever you are. And very soon he'll take us out from this exile with the true and complete redemption through Mashiach Tzidkenu. And the Rebbe concludes with a blessing in the name of the Rebbe, signed by the secretary. So the Rebbe says make no changes. Yeah. I don't know what he was talking about. The Rebbe is talking about the time change. Maybe it has to do with the war. Maybe people were concerned. That's what it seems from our previous letters, the Mifza Sinai. But at this point, I think the people came back already. I'm not sure where he's talking. In any event, the Rebbe says, don't change anything. Keep everything the way it is. The only thing that changes is to occupy yourself more in matters of Torah and Mitzvahs and spreading Chassidus, its directive and its custom especially. And Hashem, the protector of Israel, will protect us wherever we are. Mashiach will come and take us out of the Golos.